感谢主，刚刚和大家一同参加的北饼聚会。
I thank the Lord that I have a breaking of bread with my brother and sister earlier.
在整个的聚会的里面
，in the whole meeting，
一面我从心中也和弟兄姊妹感谢祷告一样的，把感谢赞美献给主。
In my heart, I'm just like every brother and sister, worshiping God and giving Him thanks.
在我整个的聚会的里面
，in the whole meeting。
我心灵里头也得到非常满足，非常的喜乐。
And my heart is filled with joy, and I'm so satisfied.
我深深的感受
，I truly feel that
这一次我到你们这里来讲到腓立比书是很适合。
And this time when I share with you the book of Philippians, it is very appropriate.
照着你们刚刚北饼中所祷告的。
According to the prayers that you have offered,
你们已经有了保罗写信给以弗所书、以弗所教会所蒙的恩典。
You have received the grace like Paul have told us in the book of Ephesians.
所以我想我们读圣经都知道。
We can understand,
特别保罗的书信
especially the epistles of Paul.
开头是先讲明他是谁，他写信给哪一个对象。
At the beginning, he told us who he is and who the recipients are.
然后他有一个的感谢。
And then he gives thanks.
再接着他有一个的祷告。
And then afterward, he has a prayer.
他的感谢乃是那一个教会已经蒙的恩典。
What he gives thanks for is the grace that the church already received.
他接着的祷告说明他感受到教会现在还需要进一步的神的恩典。
Through this prayer, he expressed that the church needs to progress a bit more.
我刚刚听见弟兄姊妹的北饼中的感谢。
I heard the thanksgiving offered up during the breaking of bread.
真的想起像保罗对以弗所教会所写的话。
And I remember the words that Paul told the church in Ephesus.
以弗所书第一章第三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们的主基督耶稣的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样的福气。
Blessed be the God of and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ.
我听见你们弟兄姊妹祷告的。
I can hear brother and sister offering prayers.
说明你们都已经经历体会到了神所赐给我们各样所人的福气。
And I'm sure that you have experienced the different blessings from heaven.
我吹毛求疵的要讲一声。
But I will want to emphasize one other thing.
也是我北饼聚会中间里都不太满意的。
Maybe that's something that I'm not that contented.
我只听见有一位在后面用英语祷告的。其他年轻人都不祷告的。
I only hear one young people at the back praying in English. The other young people didn't pray.
我一开聚会的时候，我看见有一批青年人坐在前头。
At the beginning of the meeting, I saw a group of young people sitting in the front.
我非常的喜乐。
I'm very joyful.
怎么一个人都不祷告的
？But no one of them
offer prayer. 只有一位有英语祷告的。
Only one of them.
我也发现了。
And I also see that
你们弹琴的已经是你们教会第二代了。
And the person playing the piano is the second generation now.
是弹琴的人不是50岁60岁的。
And not someone who's 50 or 60 years old.
但我要告诉你们。
But I can tell you that.
我自己家中孩子一同聚集作谢，叫孙子作谢的，不要我作谢的。
Oh, when we gather at our home, it is the grandson who's giving saying grace, not me.
我有一个的孙子。
I have a grandson.
今年13岁。
13 years old.
去年波兰国家请他到波兰去演奏的12岁。
When the government of Poland invited him to give a performance in Poland, he was only 12 at the time.
是在他的聚会中间也来弹琴的。
And during the meeting, he also played the piano.
比你们刚刚弹琴的郭弟兄的女儿还要年轻。
Younger than our sister Joanna.
一个教会和一个社会。
Or whether it's a church or whether it's a society.
老年人好，年轻人不好，这个教会社会没有前途。
If the older people are good but the younger people are not, this is no future.
年轻人好，老年人不好，就会有前途。
But if the young children are good but not the older generation, then there's a future.
所以我就是鼓励你们年轻人白丁中要祷告的，要老是老年人祷告的。
I want to encourage all the young people saying worship and praise the Lord during the breaking of bread, not the older generation. And the grace of the Lord can be manifested through the young people. And I feel that it is correct that the Lord led me here to share on the book of Philippians. Yesterday, I talked too much. Hopefully, this morning, I won't prolong the meeting. But I'm not sure if I can control my time. But I will speak concisely. You can see that the epistles written by Paul, at the beginning, there's thanksgiving, also prayers.
他的感谢,
his thanksgiving, it is because the grace that the church already experienced.
他的祷告,
and it's in his prayer. According to the grace that they already received, they can progress even further.
我也发现我给写的讲义里面漏了一点。
And I can see that there is a missing point in the notes.
头一个呢是保罗为他们感谢。
Firstly, Paul gives thanks.
第一章第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
我每逢想念你们就感谢我的神, 每逢为你们众人祈求的时候,常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy. From the first day until now, being confident of this very thing that he has begun a good work in you,
保罗写了这么多的书信,
Paul wrote so many epistles. The church in Philippi is a church that Paul loved the most.
当初保罗出外传道,
at the beginning, when Paul went out to preach the gospel,
到了特洛亚,
he went to Teloa.
他前头是大海了,
right in front of him is the sea.
不能往前去了,
he couldn't go further.
他到皮特尼, 耶稣的灵不许,
and when he went to Petulia, the Spirit of the Lord would not allow him.
亚细亚, 神的灵禁止,
when he went to Asia, the Spirit of the Lord stopped him. So he doesn't know what to do.
我正是发现,
and then I realized that
圣经新约中所有的使徒, 没有一个人像保罗有这样广大的心胸。
I have never discovered anyone in the New Testament who has a big heart such as Paul.
主耶稣自己所训练的十二个使徒,
and the 12 apostles, disciples that was trained by the Lord himself,
除了犹大卖主之外还有11个,
other than Judah who betrayed Jesus, there were also 11.
主耶稣复活了之后,
after the Lord resurrected,
他们往外去传道,
they went out and preached out the gospel.
马太福音第28章, 主教导他们,
in Matthew chapter 28, the Lord taught them,
你们要去使万民做我的门徒,
go and make disciples of every nation.
奉父子圣灵名给他们实习,
in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, and baptize them.
我所教导你们的,
whatever I taught you,
教训他们遵守,
teach them to obey.
主祝福什么?
What are they going to do?
你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Go and make disciples of every nation.
这11个门徒没有往外面哪里去。
But none of the 11 went too far.
他们把福音只传到犹太人中间。
And they only preached the gospel among the Jewish people.
宗教叫犹太,
especially in Judea.
神的恩典是在我们犹太民族中间来享受的。
And the grace of God should only be experienced among the Jewish people.
主耶稣复活了祝福他们。
But when the Lord resurrected, the Lord told them,
但在犹太人中,
not only among the Jewish people,
万民去了,
in every nation,
主耶稣自己所训练的彼得、约翰和雅各, 自己向犹太人传福音,
even Peter, James, and John, they only preached the gospel to Jewish people.
这是神没有办法,
And that the Lord has no other way.
在大马士路上想到保罗显现。
On the way to Damascus, the Lord appeared to Paul.
到大卫到保罗在大马士路上显现了之后了。
After the Lord appeared to Paul on the way to Damascus,
他发现他从前了认认认需要了解的这位耶稣已经复活升天了。
And he realized that the Jesus that he knew before, now he's resurrected and he's in heaven.
高天的宝座上,
he was sitting on the throne in heaven.
有能力,
he is powerful.
把他打倒下来了,
he can sway him.
有亮光,
and it has light.
就在眼睛都瞎了,
his eyes was blinded. In the past, he thought he can see everything.
他到耶路撒冷加玛利门下受教,
he was taught under the leadership of Gamaliel.
但是保罗怎么样?
But what is this Saul?
保罗认为, 这一个恩典仍然在犹太人的当中。
And Paul continued to believe that this grace belonged to the Jewish people only.
在大马士路上看见了异象,
this vision he saw on the road to Damascus.
高天的宝座上,
he saw the Lord sitting on the throne in heaven.
不是单单在犹太人中间,
not just among the Jewish people.
要把主的高天宝座全能把这个的救恩推广到万国万民的身上。
The Lord in heaven uses power to share the gospel among all nations.
所以你会看见整个使徒行传,
therefore you can see in the whole book of Acts.
第一章到第十一章是以耶路撒冷使徒们为中心的。
From chapter 1 to chapter 11, it is centered around Jerusalem.
十二章了之后,
chapter 12 and onwards,
使徒们工作是以安提阿做中心的。
The focus is in Antioch.
耶路撒冷为做中心的这一帮使徒只向着犹太人传道。
And those apostles that are in Jerusalem, they only share the gospel among the Jewish people. But the disciples in Antioch, they share the gospel to all nations.
我也知道我这个人是谁。
I know who I am.
你们都知道。
You know that.
我是上海交通大学毕业的。
I graduated from the Chaotong University in Shanghai.
你们大陆来要知道我是江泽民同学。
I am a classmate of Mr.
江启明。 我们交大的长处,
do you know the advantage of 交通
University? 埋头苦干,
they work very hard. It's pretty very hard.
我们交大的难处,
but our problem is
不抬头看一看,
but we don't lift up our head.
所以我们交大毕业的人啊,
all those who are graduated from my university,
顶多做总工程师, 不能做学长, 不能做部长的。
They are all engineers, but they couldn't be high officials.
江泽民是例外,
江启明 is a
,他本来就是地下共产党, 他是圣子的。
He's a political person.
是我信主了之后了,
after I believe in the Lord,
我感谢神,
I thank the Lord,
带领我交大毕业,
and I graduated from this university,
养成功我埋头苦干。
So I have developed this habit of studying hard.
但我要求神,
but I pray to God,
让我抬头来看一看,
help me lift up my head to see around me.
不是这么忠心的爱主,
not just love the Lord faithfully,
爱主侍奉主照着神所有的盼望,
but love the Lord and serve the Lord according to what he wants.
是我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲,
I always share with brothers and sisters,
我做传道有一个原则,
When I am a minister, I have this principle.
That's the 看风转舵.
I look at the wind, I feel the wind, and I
change my
direction. Wherever we have problem, I will go there.
40年前,
40 years ago,
神在中国就做一个特别的事,
God did a great work among the Chinese
people.
At that time, there were a lot of students from Taiwan coming to North America to study.
他们开始有查经班,
and there are some Bible study groups.
弟兄姊妹都是刚刚大学毕业的人,
and brothers and sisters are all recent graduates.
学校有查经班,
and in the university, they have Bible study groups.
最早的查经班是1964年 Minneapolis开始的,
and in 1964, the first Bible study group started.
不过只有十几个人,
there are only about a score of people.
以后在许多的大学都有查经班了,
and then later on, there were Bible study groups in many universities.
工作很忙,
They are very busy with the study. And they don't have that much money.
非常的爱主。
But they love the Lord really hard.
我看见神在这样做,
when I see that God is doing this great work, I came from Taiwan to the North America.
在纽约开始一个教会,
in New York, I started this new church.
我跟弟兄姊妹讲了,
I tell brothers and sisters,
我不是教会的工人, 我是神的工人。
I'm not a worker of the church, I'm a worker of God.
我要看神做, 要我到哪里去。
I have to see where God is leading me.
我每一个月有10天的查经班。
Every month I have 10 days of Bible study groups.
礼拜五出去,
Friday I go out.
过了2个主日晚上再回来。
After 2 weekends then I come back.
我这样跑了18年。
And I did that for 18 years.
我跑了查经班有100多个的查经班。
I have visited over 100 Bible study groups.
福音传到中国已经有200年了。
Gospel has been preached to China for 200 years.
当初都是西教士负责把福音在中国人传开。
Initially, it was the Western missionaries coming to China to preach the gospel.
遇见两个非常大的、厉害阻挡福音的因素。
There are two very serious problems challenging the gospel.
一个是我们中国儒家的思想。
One is young people, Chinese people always believe in Confucius.
我们是皇帝的子孙。
We are children of the 皇帝。
我们是礼义之邦。
We are very polite and very correct.
你们外国人啊，乃是凡人之野蛮人。
But you missionaries are Western devils.
所以传到中国，中国人不信的。
Well, when you come to China to preach your gospel, we will not
believe.
We have four. We know about the teachings of the whole world.
另外一边,
on the other side,
佛教的迷信,
I call this
Buddhism.
Buddhism.
进入到中国每一个村庄,
and this fill every village of China.
所以福音传到中国非常难。
That's why gospel is very difficult to reach the Chinese people.
一直等到了40年之后,
until 40 years later,
等到1920开始,
In the 1920s,
神兴起几个中国的传道人来,
God raised up a few Chinese missionaries.
神学是贾跃民。
Theology is Brother 贾跃民,
okay.
And as far as missionary is John Sung.
生活是王明道,
to talk about life is Brother 王明道.
灵性和教会是尼特森,
the setup of churches is Brother Watchman Nee.
这一帮人起来了。
This group of Chinese people raised up.
整个中国福音的责任从西教士身上担在我们中国人的肩膀上。
The responsibility of sharing the gospel now moved from the Westerner to the Chinese Christians.
松上节来布道不到20年。
Brother Johnson preached the gospel for less than 20 years.
他带人信主了超过120年, 所有西教士传福音带人信主的人数。
He has made Christians more in 20 years, more than 120 years by the Western missionaries.
到这个时候福音就传开了。
At that time, the gospel is really reached out.
就是到这样传开的时候,
when at this stage,
撒旦起来打劫,
Satan raised up to hurt the church.
兴起共产党来,
and they raised up the communism.
拒绝杀害所有的基督教。
They rejected and killed all the Christians.
圣人神这么地做,
but God has His work.
神的工没有停止,
God's work never stopped.
有一个的特别,
but there is a great change.
到1967年的时候, 在北美的查经帮里面啊, 兴起好多年轻人信主了。
Starting from 1967, the Bible study groups in North America raise up a lot of young Chinese Christians.
一直到中国的解放,
until China was liberated.
中国基督徒很少有知识分子的。
There are very few intellectuals among Chinese Christians.
到了1960了之后,
after the 60s,
中国人的知识分子信主了, 超过以往所有的。
The intellectuals in China became Christians, surpassing in the last generation.
圣灵的风就吹在那些知识分子的当中。
And the wind of the spirit was blown among the Chinese intellectuals.
这是为什么我从台湾到了北美来了。盼望在知识分子的传道的。
That's why I moved from Taiwan to North America to work among the intellectuals.
过了十八年了。
After 18 years,
东岸、西岸两美国东岸、西岸两个地方查经班摔了下来。
And then the Bible study groups, whether in the western side or eastern side, they kind of died down.
但这本查经班毕业的人。
All these graduated from the Chinese and they set up different Chinese churches in many different cities.
我1969年到北美来。
I came to the North America in 1969.
全美国和加拿大华人教会大概150个。
There were only 150 Chinese churches in North America.
100个是广东话的 ,50 个讲国语的。
100 of them speak Cantonese, 50 speak Mandarin.
现在全部的北美。
But now in the whole North America,
讲广东话的教会大概只有300。
Only about 300 Cantonese churches.
讲国语的教会现在有2000-3000。
There are 2,000 to 3,000 Mandarin speaking Chinese churches.
我跟你们讲到整个的情形。
I can share with you this whole situation.
让我抬头看一看圣灵在这做工。
When I lift up my head to see how the Spirit is, Holy Spirit is moving.
15年前风又转了。
15 years ago, the wind changed.
台湾和香港的学生到美国读书也少了，也爱主的少了。
And the Hong Kong and Taiwanese Christian coming to North America, they decreased and they don't love the Lord that much anymore.
中国大陆好多的学生到北美来信主了。
Well, mainland China, there are a lot of students coming into North America and they became Christians.
最近15年来
in the last 15 years,
哪一个教会不向着大陆来的学生和移民学者来传福音的，这个教会不会增长。
If there's a church who will not share the gospel or preach the gospel to people from mainland China, then this church will not grow.
我想我不需要问。
I don't need to ask you.
你们教会每一年有几十个人受浸。
How many people baptize every year?
请问你们
Let me ask you.
受浸的人大陆有多少？台湾、香港有多少？
How many are from China? How many are from Taiwan or from Hong Kong?
十分之八以上大陆来的。
80% or more, they were from China.
香港、台湾来的信徒的很少。
People from Hong Kong and Taiwan, very few of them believe in the Lord.
还不光是如此。
Not only so.
刚刚国内解放了之后，
In the beginning, after China become communist,
共产党极端路线逼迫了教会，要把基督教消灭了。
The communists will want to destroy Christianity in China.
福音继续的传开
，But the gospel is being spread as well.
在哪里传开
？Where?
小城市和农村
，small towns and villages.
大城市的知识分子，耶稣的名字都没有听见过。
In big cities, the intellectuals have never heard of Jesus Christ.
我1979年头一次回到中国。
1979, when I first returned to China,
大城市知识分子连耶稣的名字都没有听见过。
In big cities, the intellectuals never heard of China, never heard of Jesus.
在最近的十年。
But in the last 10 years,
农村的家庭就会衰落下来。
The churches in the villages are dying down.
你们只知道中国大陆农民都到城市打工去了。
It's because the people from the villages move into big cities to work.
农村里头男的壮丁就很少了。
And in the villages, there are very few male.
但是中国大陆的城市的知识分子信主的非常的快。
But in the big cities, intellectuals becoming Christians a lot.
我每一年总花了一个月时间在中国大陆。
Every year I spend about a month in China.
在中国大陆，知识分子信主的比北美还要快。
In China, intellectuals believing in Jesus faster than those in North America.
我花了一些时间到中国大陆去。
That's why I spent some time in China.
风在大陆吹吗？我就到大陆去了嘛。
When the wind is blowing toward China, so I go to China.
我跟你们讲什么
？What am I talking to you about?
我也跟你们讲以弗所腓立比书。
I want to share with you the book of Philippians.
腓立比书已经蒙恩了。
The church in Philippi already received grace.
你们头一天直到如今是同心合意的信往了福音。
Because from the very first day. You've been spreading the gospel in one mind.
按照整个新约的次序
According to the order of the New Testament,
他们已经有了以弗所书所讲的他们蒙恩的光景。
They already have the condition of which is mentioned in the book of Ephesians.
在我的白丁聚会中间了。
During the breaking of bread,
也发现你们的祷告已经有以弗所教会的蒙恩。
And I can see that you already received the grace mentioned in the book of Ephesians.
但缺点在哪里？
But what are we lacking on?
年轻人没有多少表现。
But the young people are not really moved.
第二个我问你们了。
And then secondly, I want to ask you.
你们这个教会蒙恩这么久了。
And you have received so much grace for so long.
你们教会中间做差传的有多少？
How many missionaries do you send out?
我不好意思是来问你们。
I'm afraid to ask you.
我请问你们，你们每一个月教会的奉献。
And I ask you, every month, how much offering?
多少成分是不出去了，为了到海外传道来用的？
How much is spent on mission work overseas?
我们中国人的教会
in Chinese churches,
是西方人说我们中国人是东方的犹太。
The Western people call us the Eastern Jewish.
只顾到自己的
，only care about ourselves.
不顾到其他地方中国人的了。
And you don't care about the Chinese people in other nations.
更不顾其他的民族的了。
And you don't care about other races.
乃是五十年前郑国牧师台在菲律宾。头一个开始教会中这座拆砖的工作。
This Brother Cheng is the first overseas missionary starting the work in Philippines.
在北美的华人教会。
In the churches in North America.
也是二十年前教会开始做拆砖的工作。
Only 20 years ago, we started doing this overseas missionary work.
看着三个人是。拆船三件事。
There are three things among missionary work.
为着全球的那一些民族来祷告。
Pray for all the nations in the world.
我还没有盼望这么大。
I'm not hoping that much yet.
乃是为着全球的华人来祷告。
Maybe we should pray for the Chinese in the whole world.
第二个。
Secondly,
把教会收的奉献钱拨出一部分来为着拆船来用的。
Put aside a portion of the offering to spend it on the missionary work.
第三个
，thirdly，
就会差遣弟兄姊妹往外去做传道的工，宣传的工作。
Let's send one sister out for missionary work.
往外传道的。
To go out and share the gospel.
华人教会只是在短期宣道，很少是长期宣道的。
Chinese churches always emphasize in short-term mission work.But not long-term.
那神会要做。
But something that God wants to do.
叫教会成长了。
Because the church is growing.
叫教会中间不光为着全世界的华人祷告。
Let's not just pray for the Chinese people in the whole world.
要把钱送出去来做传道的。
Let's spend some money on this gospel.
要把人送出去做传道的。
Send people out to preach the gospel.
我不好意思问你们，你们经常的奉献百分之多少送出去的
？I don't want to ask you how much, what's the percentage you spend on missionary work.
一般教会的里面开始做拆船。
In normal churches, when they started this mission work,
先在预算上的定规啦，把教会的收入10%出去传道的。
Initially they want to set aside 10% on missionary work.
过了几年变成15%。
Few years later they will budget 15%.
过了几年就15%-20%。
And then sooner or later, they will spend 15% or 20%.
我不知道你们送去多少。
I don't know how much you spend.
按照我的世界各地跑的。
Well, according to my experience,
1974年我到多伦多去。
1974, I went to Toronto.
有一个叫 People's Church.
There is a church called People's Church.
我看他们的会计报告。
I read the financial report.
他们把经济收入的奉献出去是这个数字。这个数字。
This is number.
多少
？What is this number?
8%。
8%？
不是。
8%？
18%。
18%？
不是。
No.
80%送出去的。
80% of the offering was spent on mission.
我所了解全世界的华人教会中间，所有教会中间。
According to all the churches I know,
这个 People Church 把所收入的钱呢，80%送出去外面做拆砖的工作。
Only this People's Church they spend 80% of their offerings on mission work.
所以我不大知道你们教会是如何。
I don't know what your condition is.
如果你们赶不上，
if you are not there yet,
你们要听听腓立比书怎么讲的。
Let's listen to what we heard in Philippians.
是保罗为着腓立比教会祷告。
So Paul prayed for the church in Philippi.
因为你们从头一天直到如今是同心合意的兴旺福音。
Because from day one you have been spreading the gospel in one mind.
许多华人教会。
Many Chinese churches.
爱主兴旺福音。
They love the Lord and they spread the gospel.
向信和你亲戚朋友来传福音的。
And they preach the gospel only among their friends and relatives.
在城市里面都没有好好传福音的。
They don't even spread it in the city.
我在纽约教会。
In the church in New York.
有一位弟兄做中学老师的。
And there was a brother who's a high school teacher.
在二十年前就到了东北的西边那一个地苏联地区了去传道去了。
20 years ago, he went to
苏联，哎，在苏联。
He went to Russia to preach the gospel.
去过了半年回来。
After half a year, she returned.
然后他再要出去到外蒙古去传福音。
And then later on, he went to Inner Mongolia to.
我们教会里有位长老说。
And there's an elder in our church.
哎，郑弟兄啊。
He said, Brother Chung.
我们在纽约还有这么多华人还没信主，你何必跑到这么西伯利亚去传福音呢？
In New York, there are so many Chinese people who hasn't believed in the Lord yet. Why you go so far away?
就好了吗？
You can preach the gospel here.
我跟长老们讲，
I said to the elders.
如果200年前西方教会是这种观念，福音不会传到中国。
If 20 years ago the Western churches have this concept, then the gospel will not be preached into China.
在200年前。
200 years ago,
欧洲有个属灵的复兴。
There was a spiritual revival in Europe.
兴起一帮人来把福音传到三个地区。
And God raised up Christians to preach the gospel.
头一个地区是非洲。
The first place that they went to is Africa.
第二个地区是到印度。
The second place they went to is India.
第三个地区是到我们中国大陆。
The third place they went to is China.
那是那一个时候蒙恩起来了，把福音传到这个三个地区去了。
At that time, they received grace from God and they preached the gospel to this.
一个教会蒙恩了。
The church was really blessed.
兴旺福音。
They spread the gospel.
不仅是在你亲友当中。
Not only among your friends and relatives.
不仅是在你们 Vancouver 的市区的里面。
Not just in Vancouver.
也能够福音传出去了到更广大的地区。
And gospel can be spread to greater area.
我很感谢主的。
I really thank the Lord.
我有一个的女婿女儿，二十年前全家搬到泰国去。
I have a son-in-law. The whole family moved to Thailand a few years ago.
他一面做医生，一面去传福音在泰国的泰国人的当中。
On one hand, he's a medical doctor. On the other hand, he's preached the gospel among the Thais.
到泰国要两年才会讲泰文。
After 2 years, he can speak Thai language.
然后向泰国人传福音的。
And then he preached the gospel to the Thai people.
我这个女婿是 AIDS 的专家。
My son-in-law is a specialist in AIDS.
去年刚刚发明了 AIDS 有血清做出来了。能够防备了艾滋的。
Last year is the first time they have this vaccine against AIDS.
是可以拿诺贝尔奖金的。
And this guy obtained the Nobel Prize.
就是我们的女婿。
Oh, he's my son-in-law.
很低调啦。
Very low key.
研究做出来之后啊。
After he completed this research.
他给老板来发表。
His boss, do the,
美国驻泰国的大使找他去。
The ambassador in Thailand came and looked up for him.
美国大使要宣布，这是我们每个的科学家研究出来的啦。
And the ambassador in Thailand want to announce that it is an invention by our medical doctor.
照我的女婿去说，我应该怎么讲法？
Well, according to my son-in-law, what should I say?
所以我女婿告诉应该怎么讲，他在电视上去宣布。
So my son-in-law taught the ambassador.How he should announce it on TV.
弟兄姊妹，我跟你们讲这些事。
Brother sister, when I share this with you,
盼望鼓励大家。
I want to encourage you.
不要单单在天上做基督徒，要在地上做基督徒。
Don't just be a Christian in heaven, but also a Christian on this earth as well.
我发现有一些教会。
I discovered some churches.
爱主。
They love the Lord.
领受了主的恩典。
They receive grace from God.
感谢和赞美。
They worship and praise God.
所灵上的追求。
They have spiritual pursuit.
非常喜乐。
And they are very joyful.
我说你们这一般人是惯了王做皇帝的。
I said, you, this group of people, you just close the door and be kings among yourselves. And you have so much knowledge of God. But the Lord wants to share the gospel among all nations. You receive grace. And you are growing.
就能够领受了了解了主的恩典。
You understand and you receive the grace of the Lord.
但你领受了之后。
But after you receive all this grace.
一定会承担起神的托付，把你们所领受的传扬到万国万民的当中。
You should accept this burden and responsibility to spread the gospel among all nations.
我们不是刚刚被饼了吗？
Didn't we just break the bread?
我们吃了饼代表主的身体。
We took the bread which represents the body of Christ.
我们喝的杯代表什么？
And we partake the cup, what does it represent?
就是代表主的血洗净了我们的罪。
Oh, the blood of the Lord washes away our sins.
来主用血与我们立约。
The Lord uses blood to make a covenant with us.
要我们把领受的恩典传扬出去了，到万国万民的当中。
The Lord covenant with us to share the gospel among all nations.
这就是腓立比书。
This is Philippians.
是腓立比书，他下面再一个叫保罗为他们祷告。
And then Paul have another prayer for the church in Philippi.
我的讲义上都漏了这一段。
And this is what's missing in my notes.
我们看第一章第九节。
Chapter 1 verse 9.
我所祷告的就是你们的爱心在知识和见识上多而又多。
And this I pray.That your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and in all discernment.
腓立比教会已经很好了。
The church in Philippi is already very good.
同心合意的信往福音了。
They spread the gospel in one mind.
但保罗还为他们祷告。
And God, Paul prayed for them as well.
因为他们在神殿前的爱心，在知识和各样见识上不是多而又多。
He prayed.That his love, that their love may abound still more and more in knowledge and in all discernment.
他们已经蒙恩了。
They already received grace.
已经有爱心了。
They already have love.
但爱心不够多而又多。
But their love is not more and more.
这是腓立比书的引言。
This is the introduction of Philippians.
怎么能够多？
How can it be more?
什么是保罗劝勉他们的？
How did Paul encourage them?
乃是下面的四章。
And in the next four chapters,
乃是讲到了四个的重点。
Talks about four important points.
乃是蒙恩的人在生活和侍奉中间呢，来彰显神的荣耀。
How people who receive grace from God through their living and their service to manifest the glory of the Lord.
我最讨厌你们个钟，半个钟都已经过去了。
I really hate the clock.
所以我也不知道我能不能不要延长太多。Okay. 所以你会看见他四章这里头讲到了四件事。
So you can see in these four chapters talk about four very important points.
四件事都是根据他们已经蒙的恩典啦，要再更一步的啦，更好的多而又多的。
And these four area, if they know it, then their love can increase more and more.
那么说传福音就同心合意了。
We are spreading the gospel in one mind already. 但
是福音传出去。
The gospel is spread.
还不能够满足主的心呢，叫他们的福音传到了万国和万民的当中。
What they cannot satisfy the heart of the Lord is they should spread the gospel among all nations.
提到了几个重点。
So Paul raised up four points.
毛病在哪里？
Where are the problems?
毛病在于他们的生活和侍奉不够满足主的心。
The problem is that their living and their service is not enough to satisfy the heart of the Lord.
所以不够满足主的心的。
The reason why it didn't satisfy the heart of the Lord.
保罗写腓立比书所给他们的教导。
And these are the teachings in Philippians.
那我先在整个的讲一下。
So let me give you an overview.
你读圣经的时候要注意。
When you read the Bible, you should pay attention to this.
保罗所写的四章有四个的重点。
In the four chapters, there are four points.
你把这个圣经全部的读过了之后。
If you read through the Bible,
读过一遍。
Once,
读过三遍。
Three times,
读过五遍。
And read it for five times,
就发现第一章有一个的重点。
Chapter 1, there's one important point.
到第二章来读的时候了,
when you read the second chapter,
重点变了,
and the emphasis changed.
你会看见第二章里头是有一切圣经是它的重点,
and you will discover there is one verse in this chapter which is the focus.
第三章里头重点又变了,
and then in the third chapter, the focus is changed.
第四章重点又变了,
and in the fourth chapter, the focus is changed again.
是保罗劝勉的腓立比教会,
so Paul encouraged the
Francis.
He encouraged them four important things.
这个重点你找出来了,
when you discover these four important points,
你会发现保罗为了这个重点如何一步一步地来教导了他们。
And you'll discover how Paul explained these four points bit by bit.
第一个章里的重点是什么?
What is the important point in first chapter?
第二十节,
verse 20.
告诉我所切莫所盼望的没有一事就我羞愧。
According to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed.
我们会发现,
and we'll discover.
神恩待我们,
God has grace on us.
我们有所血墨,
we have a pursuit.
我们有盼望的了,
we have a hope.
但是我们所血墨和盼望只是我们的感受不是神的心愿。
What we hope for and what we wish for is only our need, not what the Lord wants.
是保罗说他所盼切莫所盼望的没有一事叫我羞愧。
And Paul said, there is nothing I shall be ashamed of.
只要凡事方当, 无论是生是死, 总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
That with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ will be manifested in my body, whether by life or by death.
菲律宾人已经,菲律宾教会已经传福音了。
And the church in Philippi already spreading God's gospel.
他们的传福音的实际的现象还不能够符合到神所的盼望。
But the reality of this spreading of the gospel is still not satisfying to the Lord.
什么原因?
What is the reason?
因为他们没有定规好了，他叫的无论是生是死了，总叫基督在我身上照常的显大。
They have not focused on the fact that Christ will be manifested in my body, whether by life or by death.
我已经跟大家讲过了,
I have already shared with brothers and sisters.
基督教和儒教的不同, 儒家的不同,
Christianity and Confucius are different.
儒家注重的人理道德,
Confucius pay attention to moral.
把人理八道德的实行和标准讲给我们听了,
and they told us morality of people.
这一些儒家的标准和圣经标准差不多。
Confucius' teaching is very similar to that of the Bible.
稍微差一点,
it's a little bit different.
怎么差一点?
Where's the difference?
孟子讲了,
孟子讲了, he said,
一个人得罪你,
if someone wrong you,
懊悔了,
and he repented,
你原谅他,
and he apologized,
第二次得罪你,
and you should forgive him,
他懊悔了,
a second time when
你原谅他,
when he apologized, you should forgive him. Third time when he wronged
you,
and you look at him as if he's an animal.
Oh, 彼得啦, 比孟夫子还厉害哦。
Oh, Peter is more severe than 孟子.
一个人得罪我, 我原谅他七次够不够啊?
If someone wronged me, I forgive him seven times. Is that enough?
不是一辈子七次, 一天七次哦。
No, it's seven times in one day.
主耶稣怎么说?
What did the Lord say?
不是七次,
not just seven times, but 77 times.
一天七十个七次啊,
if you forgive someone 77 times in one day,
原谅人,
you,
宽恕人,
you forgive people.
孟夫子的思想跟圣经一样的,
孟子的 teaching is very similar to the Bible.
但是说原谅人的程度，圣经是超过孟夫子所讲的。
But the depth of forgiving people is surpassing what 孟子 said.
中国的儒家,
Confucius in China,
自己不喜悦的事情不要做在别人身上。
What you don't want people do to you, you shouldn't do it to others.
圣经的教导,
and what did the Bible say?
你要喜欢人怎么待你, 你要待人。
Well, if you want other people to treat you in such a way, then you treat them in the same way.
很像,
very similar.
不同的,
but different.
中国的儒家是保护自己,
Confucius' idea is to protect yourself.
圣经的思想是积极上帮助别人,
but the teaching of the Bible is to help others.
大体都差不多的,
on the whole, it seems to be same.
但儒家的思想,
But the Confucius teaching.
把你最高的道德标准告诉人了。
You teach others the highest moral standard.
你要理智上了解。
But you have to understand.
你要意志上定规矩遵守。
You have to understand, and then you will make a determination to obey. But the Bible said,
你就是了解了也做不到。
Even if you understand, you know that you can never do it.
乃是我们知道我们是罪人的罪魁。
You knew that you are the chief of the sinner.
想要做都做不到的了。
You want to do it, but you couldn't.
乃是我们来到主的面前。
Only when you come before the Lord.
先用十字架的宝血洗净了我们的罪。
Firstly, allow the blood of the Lord wash away our sins.
他的复活叫我们重生。
His resurrection allow us to be born again.
在我们里面的。
His life is in us.
一在我们里面的。
When it's in us,
你不必祈求。
You don't need to pray about.
不必教导。
You don't need to be taught.
自自然然在你生活中活出来了，那就最高的标准。
Naturally, the highest standard will be lived out in your life.
这是基督教和儒家的基本的不同。
And this is the difference between Christianity and Confucius.
儒家靠着自己能力去达到。
Confucius taught us to use our own method to treat others.
谁达到了？
And when you achieve your goal,
孔夫子没有达到。
Who Confucius never reached
that stage. 王阳明先生出来了。王阳明
啊，王阳明啊 ，came out
说你要发内心之明，克制里头的情欲。
And you should use the determination to suppress your feeling.
王阳明所讲的比孔夫子更实行的。
And what 王阳明 taught us is more practical than Confucius.
中国人都受了儒家的影响。
Chinese people very influenced by Confucius.
什么后果
？What is the result？
后果只有两个字。
There are only two words.
虚假。
Hypocrites.
在人面前做的是这样的。
When you do one thing before people,
内心没有改变的。
But your heart has not changed.
你们都读过鲁迅的《阿 Q 正传》，对吧
？You have read those《阿 Q Spirit》。
鲁迅说的《阿 Q 正传》是描写儒家的果效。
This《阿 Q》described the teaching of Confucius.
本来他姓钱的。
Initially, his last name was Chen.
哎呦，钱财太低下了。
Chen means money. It's very low.
改变他的姓就是方，方方正正的。
So he changed his last name to Fong, which means straight.
没有合理的不看，没有合理的不听，没有合理的不做。
Anything that's not right, he will not do. He will not listen. He will not see.
走路一直走正路的。
I only walk a straight way.
有一天下雨了。
One day when it was raining.
但四围旁边没有人。
And there was no one around him.
邪路马上就过去了。
And he will walk a crooked way.
做儒家在人面前做的是虚假的了。
So Confucius taught us, they are all hypocrites.
你怎么基督教给我们有道德的标准
？Christianity gave us the standard of moral.
乃是他说我们重生了，生命发出他内涵的崇高的品格。
It's only after we are born again.The life of the Lord is in us, and then you can live this high standard.
然然我们活出一种生活来。
And then naturally we live a different life.
活出来活得完全不完全。
But whether this life is perfect or not,
有一个的关键。
There's a key.
我们有没有了一定决定，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常的显达。
Whether we determine that, whether by life or by death,Christ will be manifested in my body.
我年轻是学理工的。
When I was young, I studied engineering.
我的文学是很差的。
My literature is very poor.
等到我读圣经的时候。
But when I read the Bible,
我正是佩服保罗所写的书信。
I really bow to the epistles of Paul.
讲了一个的重点。
He mentioned one important point.
这个重点里头在提出跟有关的细节上的事。
And then he developed this point of all the minor details.
他所提的那一些讲法
，the way that he expressed himself.
每一卷圣经所用的方法不同。
Every epistle is different.
你们如果去读《个腓立比书》第一章
，If you read chapter one of Philippians,
希腊文里头有一个的词句讲了三次。
There was a phrase in Greek that he repeated three times.
他查个三次是什么
？What are the three times?
那三次乃是说了第十八节
，in verse 18,
这有何妨呢？何是假意？何是真心
？What then, whether it's pretense or in truth?
第二个
secondly
乃是第二十节
in verse 20
无论是生无论是死
whether is life or death
第三个
thirdly
乃是到了第我看啊到了第二十六节以后
after verse 26
乃是到了二十七节所了
in verse 27
叫我活来见你们活不在你们哪里
whether I come to see you or whether absent
中文圣经翻得很可惜
Chinese translation is a little bit
用的词句不同的
these three phrases are different
三个地方
these three phrases
圣经希腊文里用同一个的词
in the Greek they use the same word
活在这一个活在哪一个
Whether here or there,
或者这一个，或者那一个。
Whether here or there,
一共有了三次。
Three times he
是他头一次所写的。
So first time when he said this,
乃是受到他的受到了许多的困苦和逼迫。
It's because he was persecuted.
他被遭遇到难处。
He met a lot of affliction.
他最后被捕了，接到了罗马的监牢。
Finally, he was captured and put in jail.
他非常的苦了。
He was very miserable.
他回想他二十年来传道的了。
He think back to the last 20 years when he was
spreading the gospel. 有的人传道是真心。
Some preach the word truthfully.
要把福音传开的。
So that the gospel will be spread out.
也就保罗的传道能够大家拿着勉励了一同来传的。
And to encourage Paul to share the gospel together.
有的人传福音,
but on the other hand, some other people,
不是要把福音传开,
their motive is not to spread the gospel.
人看见保罗服事有很有果效, 要来做了, 胜过保罗所做的。
When they saw that Paul was very successful, they wanted to be more successful than Paul.
你不要笑这一件事。
Now let's not laugh at that.
我初初传道也是如此的。
When I was first become a minister,
20
I was in my 20s,
我到台中去了。
I went to Taichung.
你们在 Vancouver 啊，有一个圣约翰牧师，当初也在台中。
And in Vancouver, there's this pastor Sun, also in Taichung at the time.
我跟圣约翰牧师不太熟。
I'm not that familiar with him.
我跟圣保罗牧师很熟。
But I was very a friend of Pastor Sun.
圣约翰牧师称圣保罗牧师就是圣大哥。
He called John Sun, Pastor Sun,
Paul Sun,
Paul Sun.
我有一次看见圣保罗了。
This time I met Paul Sun.
哎，我圣什么事啊
？And he says, Pastor Sun.
教会去年有多少人受洗？
How many people in your church baptized last year?
他说他们去年有五十位。
He said 50.
他灵力用你们有多少
？And he said, Brother Lin, how many?
我们有七十位。
We have 70.
哎呦，他你们真好。
And that's oh, that's very.
哎呀，荣耀归主啦。
Glory to God.
心中想想不错。
And my heart said,
我们会比您教会的受洗的人还要多。
And our church have more people baptized than your church.
过了两年我看见他了。
And 2 years after, I met him again.
你们教会去年有多少人受洗？
And I asked him again, Pastor Sun, how many people baptized last year? We have 90.
他说林丢你们有多少？我们八十位。
We have 80.
我在神面前说。
And then I said,
你暗待我。我后年超过他们的了。
Give me a chance, next year I will.
哎呀，我来布道了。
And I will have.
因为传福音了。
And I spread the gospel.
因为跟圣保罗牧师教会来比较比较，我能超过你们的。
And I compare with Pastor Sun, we will surpass.
超过了很喜乐。
When I surpass this number, I'm very joyful.
如果没有超过了
，But if I'm not,
哦，他们个个比我们还多了。
And they have more people than we do.
我感谢主，感谢主了。
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
感谢主，酸溜溜的，不停的在美美。
It is sour in my heart.
连传道都跟人来比较的了。
Even when we are sharing the word of God, we are comparing with others.
连布道不是单纯要把福音传出去的。
We do not have a pure heart to share the gospel.
荣耀归给主。
Glory to the Lord.
留点荣耀归给我自己。
And that's a little bit of glory to myself.
我百分之九十归给主的嘛。
90% go to the Lord.
百分之十归给我的嘛。
10% to me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
One sister.
我不相信你们没有。
I don't believe you don't
have. 天下乌鸦一般黑。
We are all the same.
都是如此的啦。
We are all the same.
所以保罗怎么说的
？What did Paul say?
保罗说有的人传福音啊，乃是真心的。
Some people, they are sincere when they share the gospel.
有这种传福音是假意的,
but others are more ambitious.
要加增我所受的苦处,
they just want to add to my affliction.
保罗说, 这又何妨呢?
But what's the matter?
有无论真心无论假意, 非传出去了,
whether it's in pretense or whether in truth, Christ is preached, and then I joy
in the
And then I want to go outside.
你们这个的聚会,
New York?
你们这个 Vancouver的聚会,
this church in Vancouver,
乃是受到当初 1920尼特森在上海开始聚会的模式。
And your church is really the format of Brother Lee in the early 20s.
尼特森在上海开始聚会有一个这个模式。
When Brother Lee started the church in Shanghai, they have their model.
每一个主日有白饼的,
Every Sunday we have breaking of
bread. 白饼不是牧师主领了, 15分钟就完了,
in the breaking of bread, it's not led by a pastor. After 15 years, it's over. Well, everybody pray.
尼特森带领的教会有第二个模式,
and there's a second form in a
教会中间没有牧师的,
In their church, there's no pastors.
我也没有安利做牧师,
I'm not a pastor.
人家要我称我什么，做我林弟兄就好了。
And when call me Brother Lim, I'm very joyful.
有的人说林弟兄，请你叫林弟兄，不好意思嘛。
And someone other said, okay, if I call you Brother Lim, it's not respectful. Can I call you elder?
我也没有在你们教会做长老的。
But I'm not an elder in your church.
这是尼特森带领的。
And this is the form that led by Brother Lim.
还有尼特森带领的教会。
The churches are led by Brother Lim.
不过圣诞节的。
And they don't have Christmas.
我也不必问,
I don't have to ask you.
你们也不会过圣诞节的,
you don't celebrate Christmas, right?
为什么缘故?
Why?
因为圣诞节是福音传到了欧洲。
When the gospel preached to Europe,
当初在欧洲有一个12月25号是太阳神的生日。
And in Europe, there is this birthday celebration for the Son of God.
欧洲社会的风俗, at the God's Son.
And they all present presents
to each other.
When the gospel preached into Europe,
没有办法叫这个的社会中间的那一种的习惯消除掉。
We cannot remove the custom of the society at the time.
把那一天当作主耶稣生日。
So they changed that day into the birthday of Christ.
圣经从来没有出教导，也没有个榜样，叫我们纪念主耶稣的降生。
In the Bible, there's no teaching teaching us to celebrate the birthday of Jesus.
主耶稣降生,
or the birth of Jesus.
绝对不会在12月25号。
It could never be on December 25th.
主耶稣降生的时候,
when the Lord was born,
天使向着伯利恒城外的牧羊的人来报了好的信息。
The angels shared the good news among the shepherds in the wilderness.
犹太人到十二月晚上羊一定到城里头去的，不会在野地的。
In December, in Jewish custom, they always collect their sheep into the city, not in the wilderness.
主耶稣绝对不是十二月二十五号降生的。
So Jesus could never have born in December.
但是现在普遍的啦。
But it is very common.
12月25号,
December
25th.
Christmas.
但是不光是如此,
Not only so.
我在美国有一次看这个大的广告,
In the US, I saw an advertisement.
Keep Christ in Christmas.
保持基督在圣诞节。
不是, 保持基督圣诞节有耶稣基督。
Oh,
圣诞节没有耶稣基督啦。
So when there's Christmas, there's no Christ.
说好听是全家团聚的啦。
They say, oh, this is a family gathering. We drink and we dance.
哪一个人过圣诞节还相信耶稣基督的啦？
Who has related Christmas to Christ?
你不要说那些第三世界里头不懂得什么叫圣诞节。
Let's not say that the third world never know what Christmas is.
连加拿大和美国好多人过圣诞节也不是纪念主耶稣的了。
Many people in the US and Canada, when they have Christmas, they never remember Christ.
我在美国居住。
I live in the US.
我最近几年最难过的了。
In this last few years, I was really saddened.
同性恋的结婚, 政府是正式许可的。
What's that?
同性恋,
homosexual relationship is legalized.
我不知道你们加拿大通过了没有。
I'm not sure what's in Canada.
啊? 比你们对我们献祭更啊！你有没有注意到？
Have you pay attention to this?
你们加拿大同性恋结婚是合法的了。
So homosexuals are legalized.
我请问你。
Let me ask you.
两个同性恋结婚了，就你证婚，或者你证不证
？Well, if two guys come ask you to officiate their marriage, will you do it?
你如果不证
，If you don't do it,
他法院可以告你的。
They can sue you.
你违法。政府都许可的嘛。
This is what you're doing is not legal.
我们纽约州已经通过了。
In New York, it's already.
我很害怕。
I'm very afraid.
两个人同性恋结婚，又同性恋结婚了，又我来证婚，我证不证
？If homosexual come and ask me to officiate their wedding, will I do it?
我不证，他可以法院告我的。
If I don't do it, they can sue me.
我好好的研究了。
And I researched.
如果他法院告我
，If they sue me,
我有一个非常强的根据，政治和教宗教分开。
I have put this.Defense, you know.
我们教会中间不照着这是美国政府的法律的。
The church is outside the law of the U.S.
我们教会的中间是不许可同性恋结婚的了。
In our church, we do not allow homosexuals to be married.
但你们要知道。
But then you have to know.
三年前。
Three years ago.
圣公会许可同性恋的人做牧师。
Anglicans allow homosexuals to be their pastors.
全世界圣公会都分裂了。
And the Anglicans were divided.
有一些人赞成，有一些人不反。
Some agree, some opposed to it.
所以你会看见全世界的已经到了这种境界了。
And you can see that the whole world is going toward that direction.
美国还是清教徒建立的国家呢。
You know, the U.S. was established by the Puritans.
已经败坏到这个的程度。
But today is so corrupt.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
为什么
？Why is it so?
教会。失去了能力影响社会。
The power of the church to influence the society, this power has been lost.
教会应该带着社会往前的。
The church should be leading the society.
是社会影响了教会了，都在死灵之间了，放松掉了。
Today is the society influencing the church, and we are losing our spiritual centers.
为什么缘故
？Why is it so?
乃是。不是这里所讲的，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常的显大。
It is not according to what the Bible tells us here. Christ will be manifested in my body, whether by life or by death.
这是关系到我们环境作业所遭遇的艰难和困苦。
It touches on the afflictions and the difficulties we live in every day.
我们不在乎环境中顺利和环境中的艰难。
We don't care about whether we are prosperous or not.
我做人有一个的基本的原则。
I have a spiritual principle with my life.
基督在我身上照常的显大。
Christ will be manifested in my body.
我昨天跟你们讲了。
Yesterday I mentioned this.
我总是盼望给圣灵看这一个的原则，在今天的教会中间也照样是实行的。
So I want to prove to you that this principle can still apply to today's church.
你要知道1949中国解放。
You know, 1949, China become communist.
共产党基本的思想要消灭宗教的。
The teaching of communism is to destroy religion.
那个节奏的路线对付教会非常的厉害。
So they persecuted the church very severely.
对付好到一个地步。
Until one stage,
大城市的知识分子已经把基督教撇在外面了。
And in all the major cities, all the intellectuals cast away religion.
小城市和农村还没有办法。
Small villages, they still couldn't do it.
你就会发现。
And then you discover,
当初小城市和农村的牧师传道人没有一个人不过关过监牢的。
You discover that none of the pastors and ministers in small towns and villages that they have not been jailed before.
我传道要关就关。
When I preach the gospel, if I want to be
wise, I want. 你放出来，我还要传道。
If you release me, I will still share the gospel.
我传道过了，你要关，我再关。
If I share the gospel and you will put me away, I will still do it.
那一个时候教会的领袖。
At that time, the leaders of the churches.
没一个人不关的。
There's none of them not put in jail.
无论是生也好，死也好。宗教基督在我身上照常的显大。
Whether be by life or by death, Christ will be manifested in my body.
我20年前听见王国贤弟兄一个见证。
20 years ago, I heard the testimony of Brother Wang Guoxian.
他以前在教会中间一个好的朋友。
In the past, he has a good friend in the church.
就是信阳政府把他劳改派到了新疆那地方去了。
Because he believed in Jesus, the government sent him to Xinjiang.
做什么做什么事？
What is he doing there?
造了公路。
They build roads.
你们知道？
You know,
新疆在青海到新疆有个的铁路。
Between Xinjiang and Qinghai, there is this railway.
过了戈壁沙漠。
It surpassed the Gobi Desert.
一个铁路盖起来的。
And this railway was built.
直到现在，全世界没有一个国家在沙漠中间盖铁路的。
There's no country in this world that can build a railway in the desert.
工商做事是好厉害啦。
And Chinese people are very smart.
为什么缘故
？Why?
风一吹了
，When the wind comes,
沙就把铁路盖掉了吗
？And the sand will cover up the railway.
工商人怎么做？
I don't know how they did it.
铁路两边有三行的防沙垒
，and the, beside the railway there were three layers of a barrier.
风吹过来了，防沙垒把它挡住了。
When the wind comes, the barrier will stop the sand.
如果建造一个铁路过了过沙漠
，and therefore they can build a railway in the desert.
当然过沙做沙漠的时候
，but when they build this,
常常到了山区。
Quite often they went into mountainous area.
山区要看山是如何的。
And when you go to mountainous area,
山是岩石，山是岩石的。
The mountains are hard rocks.
下面坐很安全。
And it's safe to build underneath.
山里这个山上头一块块石头了，并不是整个的岩石的。
But in the mountain, it's not one rock.
石头会倒下来。
The different rocks can fall.
所以有一个地区是非常的危险。
There was one area that's very dangerous.
在那一批洋灰头脑的基督徒那里去做的。
And this section was built by this committed Christians.
哦，共产党叫人做劳改的。
And when the communists send people to labor camp,
要看你的政治的意识是如何。
They want to examine your political ideas.
你们政治的意识不改变了，最危险的地方叫你去做。
If you don't change your ideology, we'll send you to the most dangerous place.
做做做，山倒下来了。
And when you go there and the mountain fall,
快快来拯救。
And they will try to rescue you.
在石头底下把他救出来了。
And they rescue them underneath the rock.
受了非常大的伤痕。
They were very, hurt very severely.
政府许可他到了广州去休息。
And then he returned to Guangzhou to rest.
他寄了一封信给王国贤弟兄在香港。
He wrote a letter to brother Wang Guoxian in Hong Kong.
寄了一张照片。
And gave him a picture.
在寄了照片的时候
，When he received this picture,
王国贤说
，Brother Wang said,
他看见了，真是里头非常的难过。
When he saw that picture of him.He was very
scary.
And he was so skinny.
他一翻过来的时候
when he
写了几个字
when he turned the picture around,
罗巴二十七三十七到三十九罗马书第八章三十七到三十九节
Roman chapter 8 33 to 37
这有何妨呢因我深信，无论是生是死，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，都是将来的事。我是高处的，或是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
第九章是，
哎，对，第八章，八章，八章末了。
For I am persuaded that whether death or life or angels or principalities nor powers nor things present or things to come.Nor height, nor depth, nor other created things shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
他真这照片都不能够整个圣经章节写上。
In the picture, he couldn't memorize the whole passage of the Bible.
写上的话，从广州寄出来，有证据要扣掉的。
If they quote the scripture, the government will took it away.
是写着罗三十七到三十九。
What he says is Roman 37 to 39.
王国先生一看见照片，嚎啕大哭。
When Brother Wong saw the picture, he cried aloud.
看见这一位弟兄什么意思
？He understands.
无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常的显大。
What he was actually saying was, whether by death or by life.
不管是保罗在腓立比书所讲的。
It's just like what Paul said in the Philippians.
中国这一位弟兄身上呢，这一句话实行的出来了。
This scripture was actually lived out in the life of our brother.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你们现在加拿大了，受到一些难为了，被十字架了。
And when you Christians in Vancouver, you have suffered a little bit of affliction.
给你父母说了两句，给你同学批评几句，我得被十字架。这个什么叫十字架的？
Your parents say a few words about you, or your friends say a few words about you, and you think, oh, I'm bearing the cross.
宝贝放在我们瓦器里。
This precious stone is in this vessel.
没有显明出这个极大的能力。
It's to reveal this tremendous power.
当我们真是遭遇到艰难困苦，人不能够承担的时候了。
When we truly encounter afflictions that we cannot bear,
它的能力就显出来了。
And this power will be manifested.
什么能够显出来呢？
How would it do so?
头一个，
Firstly,
无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常的显大。
The first thing is whether by life or by death, Christ will be manifested in my body.
讲到我生存的意义和价值是什么。This
talks about the purpose and the value of our life.
我们也照样的和人一同一样的生活。We
also live like other people.
在当我们的地上活着。But
when we live in this world,
有一个跟我们的朋友不同的。This
is different than our friend.
我们人生的意义，那是来侍奉神的。
The meaning of our life is to serve God.
顺利环境中侍奉神不稀奇，在卑劣的环境中侍奉神了，才叫我们这是稀奇的。In
present circumstances, to serve the Lord is not unusual, but in adverse situation, you still serve the Lord, this is rare.
这里已经给我讲到第二点了，头一个乃是在困苦中来主耶稣显出来的。The
first point is to manifest Christ through difficulties and afflictions.
第二，我无论是生是死了，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。Secondly,
whether it is by life or by death, Christ be manifested in my body.
我要劝弟兄姊妹。I
want to encourage brothers and sisters.
你不会笨到一个地步，你不会死。I
don't believe that you will not encounter death.
你不会笨到一个地步，到你死的时候去见主的面。And
you will When you die, you will go see the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
你要注意,
you need to pay attention to this.
那在见主的面的时候,
when you face the Lord,
受主的称赞和主一同享受荣耀,
whether you receive glory and praises by the Lord,
或者我们蒙羞并不能够喜乐,
or whether we are ashamed and we cannot be rejoicing.
那一天我们喜乐或者是蒙羞,
whether we rejoice or whether we are ashamed.
今天我们地上做人是如何做的了。It
relates to how we live in this world.
当然今天在地上做人很苦。Of
course, it's very miserable to live in this world.
整个的社会物质上程度提高。And
in this society, everybody pay attention to materialism.
生活的费用也提高。And
it's expensive to live.
我也发现了。
I also discovered,
像我这样年龄的人啊，吃了穿了都无所谓。
At my age, I don't care about eating or drinking.
但我们的后代啊，要求就高了。
But our next generation, their requirement is very high.
我不知道你们加拿大也是不是也是如此。
I'm not sure in Canada it's the same or not.
哎呀，孩子过生日了，要开派对。
Oh, when children have birthday, they have party.
你当然要给他开了。
Oh, of course you have to give them a party.
你答应说，我下个礼拜生日了，我你同学请来了，就有个 party 了。And
my friend said, oh, my son was birthday last year. I invited all the friends here over.
孩子讲了。And
then the son said,
爸爸，我们家的沙发已经十几年了，我同学来了都没有面子。
Oh, that our sofa is so old. My friends come next week. I don't have face, you know.
你五六十岁的话吗？你这个沙发就很好了吗？
You are old enough.
年轻人要求了，要沙发要换掉的啦。But
the young people, they want a new sofa.
你孩子的压力在你身上了。And
this pressure is from your children.
现在都不是你孝敬父母，你是孝敬儿女。Today,
you don't have to listen to your parents. You listen to your children.
这个没有办法。
Well, that's something you can't help.
社会改变。
The whole society has changed.
我40多年前全家移民过来。
40 years ago, when my whole family moved,
我儿子女儿买上球鞋，比我的皮鞋还要贵。
When I buy a pair of runners for my daughter, it's more expensive than my leather shoes.
是会有了眼光给他们买吗?
But I still have to pay for it.
能够配得出来，你必须有好的收入嘛。
Well, you have to have a good income then.
所以这样的话，你必须好好读书。
And then you have to study hard.
所以今天你们读书好辛苦。
Today you study very difficult.
你记得当初从远东来要考托福了，挽着石头讲英文了，苦不苦啊？
Well, in those days when we come to the U.S., we have to pass the TOEFL and we have to learn English.
好不容易托福考取了。
It's very difficult to pass the TOEFL.
要上飞机到了加拿大，到美国来了。
And we go onto the plane, we arrive in U.S. or Canada.
哎呦，二三十个人在飞机上送你的啦。
20-30 people go to the airport to send you away.
你上了飞机很高兴的啦。
When you arrive, when you get on the plane, you are very joyful. Who is the most joyful? 你的同班同学不能上飞机，你上飞机了。 Well, your friends couldn't get onto the plane, but you
哎呦，你到美国去了，遍地黄金了。
Oh, you go to U.S. or go everywhere.
你飞到了旧金山，看见地下全是黄金了。
Oh, you went to the L.A. and lots of gold there.
一下了飞机啊，是枯草，哪里是黄金的啦？
When you arrive in L.A., it's all brown, not gold.
哎呀，你在美国读书。
And you study in the U.S.
许多教授的话听不懂。
And you couldn't understand the professors.
不是你的英文不好，你的教授是印度人，是马来西亚的，你听不懂的啦。
It's not that your English is not good enough, but your professor is Indian.
只好抄人家的笔记来抄嘛。
And then you copy other people's notes.
哎呦，不收到信就哭，收到信也哭。
When you receive letters, you cry. When you don't receive letters, you also cry.
男孩女孩不同的。
Different reasons.
男孩子哭过了，洗洗脸，不给人知道的。
Oh, you wash your face and then let nobody know.
你孩子，我昨天又哭啦，哎呀，告诉人的啦。And
then you tell, oh, my friend, I cried.
你们哭过了多少次啦？
How many times you cry?
咬着牙关，树都出来了。And
then you bite your teeth.
找了工作了，待遇好。
Oh, you have good income.
哦，北美的企业家欢喜用中国人。
The American entrepreneur, they like to employ Chinese people.
为什么缘故？
Why so?
如果你做了不好了，老板讲你几句话，美国人就走掉了，中国人笑嘻嘻的还不走了，只有一个钱赚就好了嘛。
If you're Western, you scold them, then they will just leave.
你房子也有了，车子也有了，妻子也有了，生活很好了。
And you have a car, you have a house, you have a wife, everything. You live very well.
好的享受。
And then you enjoy yourself.
不容易了。
And then
你辛苦了20多年了，才有这么好的享受。
You work so hard for the last 20 years.
像我们就这样的。
But we are different.
我们40几年前到美国来，孩子好多。
40 years ago, when I arrived in the U.S.,
经济不好。
The economy is not good.
都不能够买一些好吃的东西。
I couldn't afford good stuff.
买一点都给孩子们吃了。
I bought a few for my children.
孩子成长了。
Now that they are grown up,
我们经济好一点了,
and we are a little bit well off,
吃不下了,
I couldn't eat,
又是血压高, 又是胆固醇高, 都吃不下了,
high pressure, high cholesterol, couldn't eat,
我告诉你啊, 真是所那么多, 虚空的虚空了,
let me tell you that, it's all in vain,
你我在地上, 如果以地上的生活享受, 成为你人生的目标,
if your goal of life is to enjoy this present life,
不必等到你死觉得虚空,
You don't have to wait till you die to
你活着已经虚空的虚空了。
It's vanity against vanity.
只有智慧的人。
This is a wise person.
把你的精神。
Spend your effort.
把你的所有的体力。
Spend all your might.
放在属灵的工作中。
On spiritual things.
这些属灵的工作。
Only spiritual work.
能够传到了永永远远。
They last forever.
你好久看见我林弟兄啊，你还不是这么老。
You said, Brother Lin, you are not that old.
我没有那么老，有一个原因。
I'm not that old, there's a reason for it.
我知道我活着为什么。
I know why I live.
我已经87岁了。
I'm 87 years old.
主给我身体好。
God gave me a healthy body.
我尽量的来侍奉神。
To serve God.
我侍奉神一个原则。
I have just one principle.
一直劳苦到边缘的境界。
I will work. To the edge.
做再劳苦的话，体力就受不了了。
If I work even further, I couldn't survive.
10年前，我的有个姐姐在纽约。
10 years ago, I have a sister in New York.
告诉我弟弟啊，70几岁了，不要这么苦啦，休息休息啦。
And she said, Oh, my brother, you are 70-somewhat years old. You are too old. Don't let us go retire.
我的姐姐啊，我一休息就生病了，我不休息就不病的了。
If I rest, I will sick. you know, I don't rest, then I'm healthy.
我有这个的把握。
I have this confidence.
将来的勇士,
in this coming eternity,
圣城耶路撒冷中神哪里有天而降。
The holy city will come down from heaven.
世界的长, 世界的宽, 世界的高。
There's so many, so wide, so long and so high.
里头有几个砖头是我盖上去的。
And there are a few bricks that are laid by me.
我有绝对的把握。
I have this confidence.
我摆的很少。
Maybe a little bit.
那个城这么大嘛。
This city is so large.
总有几个砖头是我摆上去的。
There are a few bricks laid by me.
你要了解。
You have to understand.
我是智慧人。
I'm a wise person.
你不这么做,
if you don't do it that way,
忙忙碌碌忙到有一天了,
you are foolish and you waste all your time.
没有一个砖都是你盖的,
there's no bricks in heaven laid by you.
到那里啊, 你有爱哭其次的,
and then you'll be ashamed of yourself.
这是什么?
What is that?
人生的目标,
this is the goal of your life.
这是第二点,
this is the second point.
第三点啦,
the third point,
保罗有一个事情搞不清楚。
There's one thing that Paul was kind of.
我到底应该活在世上，或者我离开世界到父那里去了。
He has this question: live or should I go meet the Lord?
我读这节圣经也有很多的感受。
When I read this verse, I have this.
全世界华人的传道人中间，
all the Chinese missionaries around this world.
像我这样年龄的。
Those that are of my age,
大部分已经到主那里去了。
Most of them already went to see the Lord.
神保罗也去了。
Paulson went there already.
林道亮也去了。
林道亮 already there.
比我们年纪轻的赵天也去了。
Some are younger than me, they are already there too.
比我年纪大的。
Older than me?
江守道还活着。
Oh, Brother Colin still there.
比我大10岁哦。
He's older than me by 10 years.
还来领那个西区的特会的了。
And he still lead those of West Coast.
我们这个传道人很少了。
There are very few of us already.
我也不知道我的时间还活几年。
I don't know how many more years I still live in this world.
我总是我还活着。
I'm still living.
不会坐在家中看看电视。
I will never just sit home.
过我的年日。
And sit home and watch the TV and then pass my days.
我愿意把我一生都来献给主了。
I want to offer my whole life to the Lord.
保罗怎么说?
What did Paul say? I wish I can be with the Lord. This is the best.
哎呀, 圣保罗没有多久前过世。
Paulson passed away not too long ago.
我好羡慕了。
I really admire him.
卸下劳苦在主里头安息了吗?
Because he put down all his sorrow and now he's with
the Lord. 我还不能够卸下劳苦了。
I still haven't.
我都很保证,
I'm still tired.
我巴不得离开世界与主同在，这是好的无比的啦。
It is so good to be with the Lord.
但是保罗怎么说?
What did he say?
但是我活着是为着你们的益处，是我知道还要活着。
Because I live for your benefit. That's why I know that I will continue to live in this body.
不是我活着多吃一点好的菜。
It's not that I live longer so that I can eat more.
你们教会活着。
I live because of the church.
保罗定规了。
Paul has this determination.
保罗有第三件事。
And then the third thing that he wants to do.
我为着你们活着。
I am living for you.
我到底该来看你们。
Whether I want to come to visit you or stay behind.
我不知道应该来看或者不来看。
I'm not sure whether I should come to see you or be absent.
这是像什么? 这是为什么?
Why is it so?
侍奉中间的行动。
It is the first step of your service.
对不起, 我插出去讲一句话。
Let me set aside.
我认识有一位弟兄叫郑维替。
I met a brother called 郑维替。
全北美大企业的电脑的一个专家。
He is a great entrepreneur in the IT industry.
他从前是 Sloan Kettering 的 vice president, 把他电脑换了。
Who's?
Sloan Kettering 公司。
Cashman's computer was all changed by him.
然后把美国最大的保险公司 Aetna 把他的电脑都换了。And
he changed the largest company Aetna in the U.S.
2年前把红十字会的电脑全部都换新。And
2 years ago, he changed all the computers of this particular large company.
全美国大企业的电脑是专家。
He is the specialist of all these mainframe computers.
他退休了。
Now he retired.
他告诉我说他要搬家到西雅图。
He told me that he want to move to Seattle.
我说曾弟兄，你为什么到西雅图？
I said, Brother John, why do you want to go to Seattle?
我第二个儿子在西雅图。第二个儿子在西雅图。
My second child is in Seattle.
我说曾弟兄，你没有跟我讲老实话。
Brother John, you didn't, you haven't been truthful to me.
头一个儿子没有结婚，第二儿子有孙子了，才搬到西雅图去的。
The first child didn't get married, but the second son has, you have grandchildren there. That's why you went there.
他人就一定不错。
He said.
以后孙子到哪里，我就搬家到哪里。
Wherever my grandchildren are, there will I be.
哦哟，一看就孙子真高兴了。
When he saw their grandchildren, he was so delighted.
第二年我看见他了。
And then a year later, I met
him. 哎呀，我说你搬到西雅图去了，看孙子很高兴，常常看孙子了。
And I said, now that you are in Seattle, you are always with your grandchildren. You must be very delighted.
我都没有想到。
And then I could never expect.
看见孙子真高兴了。
I am so joyful to see my grandchildren.
这个孙子啊，搅扰儿子媳妇的家庭生活。
But I interrupted the lifestyle of my children.
不好意思再去看他们了。
I don't want to.
想看孙子都不能看了。
I wanted to see them, but I don't want to interrupt
them. 打电话给儿子媳妇，准许他去再去了，不准许还不能去的了。
I have to call up my son and my daughter-in-law whether they allow me to see my grandchildren.
他现在做什么？
What is he doing now?
全部时间放在中国和欧洲。
He spent all his time in China and Europe.
在各地来传福音的了。
And he shared the gospel in different places.
这叫什么？
What is proving?
这叫智慧人。
This is a wise person.
他跟我写开头讲了。
Initially he said to me,
林弟兄，我是提早退休做圣工。
I retire early to do Christian work.
提早退休。
Retire early.
65岁了，不退休也被雷奥不掉了。
65 years old, if you don't retire, you will be fired.
你最年轻的时间呢，都为了世界上事情花掉了吗？
You spend all your youthful days on this world.
他还好了。
Well, he's not
that bad. 总是退休之后，全部时间来侍奉神了。
After he retired, he spent all his life serving God.
我不劝你们这工作不做。
I'm not asking you to quit all your work.
神没有呼召你。
God has never asked you to do that.
你不能够全时间的侍奉主。
And you cannot be full-time.
你还得有工作。
You still have a job.
问题是什么？
What is the problem?
是亚当夏娃堕落了，有汗流满面才得糊口。
Adam and Eve, after they fail, they have to toil and labor, then they can survive.
你们汗流满面汗呢、啊？不是往外头流的，是里头流的了。
And your sweat is not on the outside, but on the inside.
你们的老板比埃及的法老还要苦，还要凶。
Your boss is more severe than the Pharaoh.
但你要总知道。
But you have to know.
这是你在地上，在咒诅底下，不能够不这样劳苦的了。
Even though you live in this world in the curse of sin, and you have to toil and labor.
你的一生。
But your whole life.
是为侍奉神的了。
It is for serving God.
我感谢主，当我大学三年级的时候。
I thank God that when I was in the third year of university.
我受到了神的感动。
I was moved by God.
人生最有意义的生活是侍奉神。
And I realized that the most meaningful life is to serve God.
我没有感动又做传道。
I don't have this moving to be a minister.
是我在大学毕业。
And when I graduated from university.
我到台湾的造船公司做工程师三年。
I went to a company in Taiwan to be an engineer for 3 years.
到我大学三年级定规了。
After I decided on this.In my third year,
工程师是我的副业，侍奉主才是我的正业。
Serving God is my primary profession, and engineer is my secondary profession.
我在台湾去，1948到台湾。
1948, I went to Taiwan.
全台湾只有台北一个国语礼拜堂，其他都是讲广的是闽南话的。
In the whole Taipei, there's only one church that speak 国语。
我在基隆找到一对夫妇。
And in Geelong, I found a couple.
三个人传福音。
And then three of us.
过了一年，有28个人聚会。
And in 1 year, we have 128 people.
第二年有80个人聚会。
This second year we have another 80 people.
第三年有200人聚会。
And the third year we have 200 people.
到教会200人聚会的时候。
When the church has 200 people.
我在清楚主的引导。
The Lord clearly led me.
把工程事情放下。
To put down my engineering profession,
侍奉主
to serve God.
到现在,
until today,
61年的时间了,
61 years already.
我感谢神呼召我,
I thank God calling me to serve.
我在台湾做工程师的时候,
when I was an engineer in Taiwan,
台湾造船方面的专家有八个,
and they are eight specialists in shipbuilding.
我是当中一个,
I'm one of the eight.
你不要小看我的,
don't look down on me.
我这些同事啊, 非常棒的,
My co-workers are very, very smart people.
10年前,
10 years ago,
死的死,瘫的瘫, 都已经瘫掉了。
And some of them die, some of them are paralyzed.
我还能够在主面前活着。
Today I can still live before the Lord. 继续侍奉主了。 Faithfully serving God.
什么原因?
What's the reason?
神赐给我智慧。
God gave me wisdom.
懂得我到底在地上如何花我的心血。
Understand how I should spend my life in this world.
所以为着他来活着,
and to live for him.
不光为着他活着了,
not only live for him.
到底应该到哪里去,
where I should go.
也看神给我的引导,
it is up to the Lord who leads me.
不是保罗因为菲律宾教会对他感情很好他去到菲律宾,
not because the brother sister in Philippi was very nice to Paul and therefore he went there.
我后来见你们或不在你们哪里,
whether I come visit you or not,
只是在乎一个,
and there's only one reason.
我来见你们, 对你们有益处呢, 或者我不来见你们,
whether it will be more beneficial to you when I visit you, or whether it's more beneficial if I don't visit you.
我知道你们教会没有全世界的传道人,
I know you don't have a full-time church minister here.
我为着弟兄姊妹觉得很可惜,
I feel sorry for you guys.
但是有一个好处,
but there's one good thing.
没有传道人的,
if you don't have a full-time church
minister,
and those who love the Lord, they will have to offer more. In the U.S., there are a lot of churches with no full-time ministers. And their co-workers are very
hardworking.
And they pray to God to send them workers.
我说你们为什么?
I said, why are you praying in such a way?
传道人来了,
when the minister,
传道人好好带领了,
and they will lead us,
我们这一些同工好轻松一点了,
and our co-workers can be more relaxed then.
我说你个听好的传道人,
and let me recommend a good minister to you.
来了之后你们就轻松了,
and when he comes, you'll be relaxed.
这样传道人要把他赶走,
and you will send this, you should send this kind of ministers away.
为什么缘故?
Why is it so?
将来是他的冠冕, 你们都没有冠冕,
because in the future he will get the crown and you don't.
没有传道人来了,
when you don't have a church minister,
又有职业, 又有工作,
you have jobs,
好辛苦了,
very
sacrifice the Lord.
Yes, you sacrifice to serve the Lord, but you receive the crown.
所以弟兄姊妹啊,
brothers and sisters,
传道人来到你们教会, 或者是好处, 或者是坏处,
whether a church minister come to you, it can be good, it can be not good.
我懂得一件事,
I understand one thing.
我到一个教会做传道人,
when I go to a church to be a church minister,
一定教你们爱主的人比从前更忙更累,
I will make sure that those who love the Lord will be more working harder,
免得冠冕只有我一个人戴,
so that I'm not the only person that receives the crown, you will also receive the crown.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们的罪得的赦免是主白白的恩典,
when our sins are forgiven, this is a free grace from God.
我们得到赏赐得的冠冕是我们出代价而换来的,
when we receive reward, when we receive the crown, this is when we make a sacrifice.
凡是智慧的人,
but people with wisdom,
你懂得怎么样花了代价了到最后得到了神的冠冕,
you know how to spend your time so that you receive a reward.
这是腓立比书第一章,
this is first chapter of
Philippians. 无论是生是死, 总叫基督在我照常的显大,
whether be living or dying, Christ be manifested in my body.
我曾仰望主,
I look up to the Lord.
我们来读腓立比书了,
when we read the book of Philippians,
来矫正我们做人生的一个目标和一种方式,
to change our vision and the goal of our life.
来主恩待我们每一个人,
may the Lord have grace upon every brother and sister.
我们低头祷告,
let's pray.
主耶稣, 我们谢谢你,
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you. In the past, you gave us so much grace. But we also confess. We are so foolish and we are so weak. When we receive your grace, we do not go further to
praise
you. May you teach us through the book of Philippians.
就我们的人在地上的生活侍奉,
May our living and our service on this earth,
基本的原则,
our main principle,
那叫你在我们身上照常的显大,
that Christ be manifested in our body,
改变我们的生活上的安排,
change the schedules of our life,
改变我们的时间上所有的安排,
change all the time that we use.
我们把最好的献给你,
we offer you the best.
在你面前活着,
and we live before you.
请你听我们的祷告,
may you listen to our prayer.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名,
we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.